This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Congressman Tom Tiffany says he's planning to reintroduce a bill to designate the Apostle Islands as the first national park in Wisconsin in the next legislative session. Congressman Tiffany first unveiled the bill in July, sparking criticism from Bayfield County officials expressing concerns that the area would not be able to accommodate the expected increase in tourism with the national park designation. Congressman Tiffany later said he would look at amending the bill to address some of those concerns before reintroducing it. A new Duluth shelter aimed at helping young adults experiencing homelessness is scheduled to open next month. The Another Door shelter will be able to accommodate up to 12 younger adults between the ages of 18 and 24 and will provide them with employment and education support services. The $1.6 million shelter aims to help those young people find reliable housing and job security to keep them from falling into a cycle of long-term housing instability. The shelter will be operated by Lutheran Social Service of Minnesota. Wisconsin court officials say mental health evaluations for people facing criminal charges are taking longer. According to Department of Health Services data, the number of people facing charges who were ordered to be evaluated for competency has grown from about 1,600 to 2,600 over the last 5 years. The number of people ordered to undergo treatment to restore competency has seen a similar increase. Officials say the DHS needs more funding to continue growing competency services and the mental health workforce. A Chautauqua woman accused of vehicular homicide stemming from a fatal accident earlier this year has entered a not guilty plea. According to court documents, 57-year-old Barbara McLennan was charged with homicide by negligent operation of a vehicle in March following the fatal crash in Dunn County on February 25th. Law enforcement authorities say the crash occurred near Highway F, and their initial investigation found McLennan had attempted to pass a vehicle moving slowly in front of her, causing the head-on collision. Starting next week, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources will be celebrating the 125th anniversary of the state park system. The DNR is planning a number of events across the state to celebrate the milestone anniversary, beginning with first day hikes on January 1st. Information on which parks near you will be hosting a hike can be found on the DNR's website. 2025 will also see new state park pass rules, with stickers now valid for 12 months from the time they were purchased instead of through the end of the year. Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection officials are reminding residents to be wary of potential scams during the holiday season. This time of year is a particularly popular time for residents to donate money to local nonprofits to give back for the holidays, but officials are warning that some scammers may attempt to pose as nonprofit representatives. Residents should confirm that the organization they're donating to is legitimate, and DATCP officials recommend donating directly to known local organizations. The Barron County Plan Commission is considering a rezoning proposal by Burton Farm Development with the goal of addressing housing and childcare needs. The organization has proposed selling small portions of the Burton Family Trust property in Rice Lake for things like an apartment building, daycare center, and strip malls. County officials say there are nearly 1,000 open positions in the workforce that haven't been filled because the county needs more housing and childcare options. The request will be considered on Thursday night. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is looking for input from the community on the Chippewa Flowage Joint Agency Management Plan. According to a press release, the involved agencies are asking community members to share how they use the flowage and input on what updates they would like to see added to the plan. The Chippewa Flowage is an over 15,000-acre impoundment in Sawyer County with about 200 undeveloped islands in it. Public comments can be submitted to the Department of Natural Resources online. A coalition of environmental and citizen groups are calling on state lawmakers to invest nearly $1 billion in clean water infrastructure in the next two-year budget. Over 30 groups signed on to the letter calling for a $953 million investment for infrastructure improvements, the release of $125 million for PFAS cleanup, and for policy changes to protect access to safe drinking water. The letter referenced water systems with high levels of PFAS contamination and lead service lines that need to be replaced. A Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources rule banning the carrying of firearms while fishing has been temporarily lifted. Last week, the Republican-controlled Joint Committee for Review of Administrative Rules announced the change and reiterated their intent to make that change permanent in the future. The rule was the subject of a lawsuit against the DNR by a conservative legal group, and the agency agreed to repeal the rule as part of a settlement agreement. The DNR is still reminding anglers it's illegal to shoot fish even with the rule change. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Bucks and the Brooklyn Nets tonight at Fiserv Forum. Chris Middleton making progress, scoring 21 points in their win over the Bulls as he comes back from ankle surgery. Doc Rivers.
It's just going to take them time. These minutes have been fantastic for them. To keep them under 25 in the last two games when we have Dame and Giannis out and still keep Chris under 25, that's huge for us.
NFL, the Packers getting ready to play the Vikings Sunday in Minnesota. Wide receiver Christian Watson talked about that bruised knee injury he suffered Monday night on a 14-yard end run against the Saints.
It was just an awkward fall. I went to the ground and then the DB just kind of fell into my legs and just kind of felt something with the knee. I mean, it definitely hurt right away, but I mean, it felt like it was good enough to go back in. So I went back in and it was feeling all right. But I mean, it just kind of was just lingering a little bit and I just couldn't play the type of football I wanted to play. So just had to shut it down.
That's the Packers' Christian Watson. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Most of the big Christmas releases opened on Christmas Day, but if you're looking for some offbeat entertainment at the theater this weekend, there are a couple films that have nothing to do with Christmas cheer. Opening in limited release are 2073, a futuristic mystery thriller shot documentary style, which actually looks kind of cool if you're not completely tired of the whole post-apocalyptic theme in movies. Another film opening in limited release is, brace yourself, Bloody Axe Wound. The film is a horror comedy about a girl who finds out the family business is selling recordings of people being killed. The family name? Blade Cut. As you might expect, the film is rated R. Overall, the box office rallied after a slow start in 2024, and looking ahead to the new year and right around the corner are two films Hollywood is hoping achieve blockbuster success. Opening in January are Wolfman and Captain America: Brave New World. If you're looking for things to do between Christmas and New Year's, there is lots to see in the theaters at the moment. If you're looking for a well-reviewed musical biopic where the lead character is a monkey, the film Better Man might be for you. It tells the story of the meteoric rise of British pop sensation and former boy band member Rob Williams and his fall from grace. If you're wondering why they made him a monkey in the film, it's because Williams says he always felt less evolved and because when he's on stage, he sometimes feels like a monkey. One of the weirdest trailers I've ever seen, but it is getting good reviews. Other films that open on Christmas Day include The Fire Inside, about a female boxer from Flint, Michigan, who becomes the first woman to win gold in the sport at the Olympics. Great reviews. The Bob Dylan biopic, A Complete Unknown, starring Timothy Chalamet, is currently in theaters and is also incredibly well-reviewed and is getting Oscar buzz. Let's go to the movies. The Golden Globe Awards are just around the corner. The award show does not anticipate as much controversy as last year when host Joe Coy offended some of the attendees and writers. This year, comedian Nikki Glaser has been selected to host and will fly solo, making her the first woman to host the show alone. If you like watching celebrities squirm, you might want to check out the broadcast because Glaser told People magazine she received advice from Ricky Gervais and intends to be edgy with the A-listers. The Golden Globe Awards will be broadcast January 5th. A fun tradition on Saturday Night Live has been the Christmas joke swap on Weekend Update for co-hosts Michael Che and Colin Jost, where they write jokes the other has to perform. Kind of cute, especially when one of them is married to Scarlett Johansson, Jost. Jost ripped on his own wife thanks to the jokes written by his co-host while she watched in the wings from backstage and cracked up. Very funny and worth a Google. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be foggy and drizzly today, but it is going to be a little warmer with a high in the upper 30s this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy with more fog and drizzle, 35. Tomorrow, cloudy and warmer with scattered areas of light rain. Our high tomorrow, 42. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.